Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to this next and final episode of FPL Family for the 22-23 season. My name is Lee, this is Sam. Congratulations, everybody. You bloody made it. Well done. You're well done. It's been a roller coaster season, isn't it? But we're done. Game week 38 done and dusted. And I have to say, what a fitting end to that season. It was flipping bonkers today, wasn't it? From team leaks to rotation to like 30 goals in the first 20 minutes of games and stuff. It was absolutely crazy and I loved it. I loved it today. What did you make of it all?
It was great. I mean, the final day of the season is always one of my favourites.
Yeah.
There's just something magical about all the games kicking off at the same time.
Yes.
And the chaos that comes with that. Because you're watching one, but then, I mean, like, so today I was in the Slack. Well, we both were with the Slackers.
The Slack patrons. Was unreal today. Patrons, thank you so much for an unreal day in the Slack. It was brilliant.
And it was great because somebody was watching every game, whether they were live in the stadium, whether they were in the UK and they'd chosen one of the relegation games to watch, whether they were in Dubai or wherever they were in the world and they could pick any game. So we basically had somebody watching every single match. So it was very fast reporting of the goals. And then you'd have a couple of minutes where nothing would happen and I'd be like, guys, there's goals. And then all of a sudden they'd start again. It was great today. So patrons, you've literally made this day today. It was so much fun with you.
It has been a brilliant day. And of course, we were down at Sky this morning doing the Sky Sports News stuff as well. So we've had the busiest day. It's been proper FPL.
M25 was not our friend's day either.
The motorway was not good on the way to Sky, I have to tell you. But on the way back, it was fine. And it's just been a great day. It's been a really great day. So thank you for everybody that took part in on Twitter or Patreon or wherever you were. It's been ace. And actually, the narrative leading up to this game week between you and I was great. We had some great content going backwards and forwards because the margin between you and I going into this game week was very, very thin. I think you were 4 points ahead going into game week 38. So we will find out in a bit, guys, who has won the coveted FPL Family Wooden Spoon Trophy for 22-23. So the one of us that has the fewest points this season gets the Wooden Spoon Trophy. No spoilers as to whose mantelpiece that is going on. And we will also be talking about, so we'll talk about our teams, how we got on this week, overall ranks, final ranks, everything else. We'll be talking about how Max got on in his final rank as well, which is unreal, by the way. But we will also be talking about our pre-season predictions. So back in game week one, those of you that are quite new to FPL Family, you might not know this tradition, but if you've been with us for a little while, and we're going to come to some of you guys in the chat because I can see some names that have supported us all season, guys, and some that have been here for years and are here every single Sunday, and we love you to pieces for doing that. But back in game week one, we made some predictions. So before we knew everything we know about the last 38 game weeks, before game week one, who's going to be, you know, champions? Who's going to be top four? Who's going to be relegated? Who's going to be the surprise differential?
I've done so bad.
Who's going to be the golden boot? I think I know who you put for golden boot. You'd be flipping unlucky for him not to be golden boot,
ridiculous.
I have to tell you. Who's going to be relegated? Who the top FPL point scorers are? So I wrote all of them down secretly. We have them on some cards here. Not going to spoil what's on there. And you wrote some down for yourself as well. And in our game week one, pre-game week one live stream, we asked you guys, our audience, what you thought. We took a consensus in the chat and we wrote down what you guys, the FPL Family community, thought was going to happen this season. So we'll find out how accurate or not, as the case may be, those pre-predictions were. But before we get to any of that, Sam, let's say hello to a few people in the chat. We've already had a super chat from Kai Sun Chan. Thank you, Kai, for the super chat. Very kind of you. I won one mini league, he says, but lost the one that I really wanted to win.
Got it.
Overall rank though, Sam, get this, of 28k.
Very nice.
That's his best ever.
Very nice.
And he says, love you, Sam and Lee. Love you. Listen, Kai Sun, thank you very much for the super chat. Thank you for being here. 28k, mate, is a flipping good year. So even if you've lost your mini leagues, do not worry. 28k is very good. And I have to say, you know, in terms of rank this year, a lot of the narrative, if you like, I've already used that word twice. There's the Joblin will be well happy.
I wonder
with that,
if the guys are doing bingo. Sometimes in our final live stream, they do a bingo, don't they?
Yeah. Joblin will be
actually,
right.
And actually, you used mine earlier because Joblin says that I always say, spoiler alert, and I haven't said it yet, but you've said it once.
Yeah. Well, there we go. You're going to get a load of FPL Family BS bingo as usual. And I've lost my train of thought. What was I going to say? something about game week one and ranks. Oh, no, ranks. So, yeah, a lot of obviously pre-season talk was, you know, top 10K. I want to get top 10K rank. That's where I want to be. In a game, guys, in a game of 12 million players, there's like 11, 12 million players this season, top 10K is ridiculous. If you get top 10K, you have smashed it. Let me tell you, smashed it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think in previous years, you get top 10K, you've done very, very well. But in, out of 12 million? Come on. That is ridiculous. Yeah. So if you are, in my opinion, if you are top 100K, and let's be honest, that is what? 0.1%? That's in the top, well, 1%, right?
Yeah,
top 1%. If you're in the 100K, you are top 1%, and it's unreal. You are doing better than 99% of other FPL managers. If you're top 100K, you have done incredibly well. If you are top 200, 250, incredibly well, incredibly well. And we have to give a shout out to our friend FPL Harry, who I think finished in the top 1K in the end. I know his exact rank. I'm sure we're going to see it,
I think it was,
on YouTube. What's his exact rank?
I think it's 510.
God, what a season.
I'm sure
what
it's
a season. So good.
Harry.
So good.
Yeah.
It's, and I tell you, I've loved watching him get there as well, right? Because we're really good friends with Harry, as you guys all know.
We love Harry.
So for Harry to finish in that sort of rank, with the, you know, let's be honest, with the pressure,
because that's
of being
the
a content creator, let's not be around the bush. There's a lot of pressure that comes with being a content
particularly
creator.
Particularly if you're doing well as a content creator.
Like, yeah.
Once you're a few weeks into doing well and you're kind of sitting somewhere where you might be in it, suddenly there's a pressure to win it. And that's a lot to live up to. And Harry has successfully stayed in the top 1,000 for most of this season now. He has been an absolute phenomenal. Well done, Harry.
And honestly, thank you and well done to all of the FPL content creators. We don't say it often enough because I think, ramped up this season. We were talking in the car on the way back from Sky, weren't we, about if you go back a few years, there wasn't that many content creators around, certainly only one or two on YouTube. Look at it now.
Mm.
You've got Raptor with unbelievable growth having flipping Stormzy on his YouTube channel. What's all that about? You've got Harry doing amazing with great numbers.
He can come sit in the middle.
I'd love to. Love to have Stormzy
on. Imagine us with Stormzy. I don't think we're cool enough to pull Stormzy on.
Definitely not cool. Definitely not as cool as Raptor. No, definitely not.
Raptor got the cool gig.
And you've got, you know, it's a black box going from strength to strength. Andy, of course, with his channel, flown through some unbelievable numbers. Who'd have thought a few years ago that an FPL YouTube channel's got, 350,000 followers, whatever. It has exploded, and the community has contributed to that success of those YouTubers. So fair play, absolutely brilliant. Of course, Sam, of course, we're here on a Sunday night, so we've got a super chat from Si, from Nigel the Crab. Of course we have.
Cyberdev, let's just, for a second before we read your super chat, let's just give a round of applause to Si, because
here every Sunday,
he's here every week.
Fail.
Even when he was in hospital, he was still here week. He has brought laughter and entertainment to these streams.
Very nice, Si.
With his multiple hits. Si, you are a legend.
He says this evening, thank you for the super chat. Hi, Bonfields. Hi, Simon.
Hi, Si.
Sam, your hair looks great.
Oh, thank you.
Much better than his rank.
Thank you.
Thank God the season is over. Looking forward to next season already with slightly fewer transfers. Well,
no, Si, we love the fact you make these random transfers.
We like the lot of transfers, mate. That's really good. You've been great value, mate. And thank you for being here every single Sunday. Ditto, Duncan Crawford. Again, in with the members chat. A member here on the FPL Family channel for 14 months, by the way, Duncan.
Is a legend.
Thank you, Duncan.
One of our Zoom patrons.
Absolutely. Hey, you two. Best season yet for me, Duncan. Well done, mate. Brilliant.
It must be my Zooms.
Final rank, get this, Sam. 8.2k. Absolutely brilliant. We were just talking about how good top 10k is. 8.2, Duncan, is sensational, mate. Sensational. Love you both. Love being here. Roll on next season.
Fest.
Yes, mate. We will see you at Fantasy Football Fest if
some
you
biscuits,
are coming
please.
Later on this summer. John Tyner is here. How are we doing, John? Scott Schrager, the OG, another one. He's been with us since the beginning. Since like the very, like 6 years we've been doing this, Guff, and he's been here.
He was
every
listening to
single
us when
Sunday.
We were doing those terrible videos, which we couldn't edit properly.
Unbelievable. You know, back when we were shooting this crap on a phone in our living room with some bad lighting, Scott Schrager was still there supporting us.
Back
mate,
when
we
Max
love
was
you.
Toddling around.
And we thank you very much. Nathan Joblin is in. Final rank, Sam.
Is.
Get this, you'll like this. 1.3k. 1.3k Jobalob, very, very good.
Always up there, isn't he?
He's a good FPL manager.
He's
what more do you want to
FPL
say?
FPL manager.
And he follows some great FPL channels. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah. See what this is. This is, these are our patrons. These guys,
very legends, very good. This is why you should join a patron, because I'm not taking any responsibility.
These
for
guys
any
are legends.
These guys are all brilliant at FPL. Sean Bruce is in 74 points this week for Sean. Finished 7.5k. See, everyone's got amazing scores. There must be some of you out there that are here just for the vibes tonight. There must be some of you that are like 300 or 400k and are just here for a laugh.
Just here for the fun.
If you are, we love you and appreciate you, and you should get in the chat just as much. Don't let these Nathan Joblins with his 1.3k put you off. If you're a 300 or 400k, we want to hear about it. The Smiths 1986, Azzy is here, another one that supported us for ages and ages.
Hopefully
ages.
We see you at Fest again too.
Azzy. Gavin Doyle, Joe Thurgood, Samar 95. Who else have we got? We've got Danish. We've got B. Hi guys.
B.
Hey B, how are you? Thank you for everything you did this season. Thank you, B, for being here.
B, we love you.
Sam, why didn't I Captain Kane? She says.
B,
why did I Captain Kane? And she lost her mini league by 5 points.
B!
Oh no. Oh, because her rival had Pedro Porro.
Oh no!
I'm here for stories like that. That is the sort of game week
38
story we love.
Who did you captain, B?
So good. Oh, B. That is what could have been. What could have been.
Oh, no.
Luke Tizard is here. Hey, Luke. Evening, Bombfields. Evening, Luke. Hey, hope you're having a great day. We are, mate. Yeah. Won my mini league by 6 points, coming from third to first today.
Love
Very
it.
Nice. Thank you to Captain Harry Kane and Taiwo Awoniyi, who scored again for Forest again.
That
I tell
about?
You what, he's
Forest
gonna be
on the road.
I'm interested to see what sort of price he comes in at next year. He's gonna be game week one template if he's a nice price, Awoniyi, because he's had a brilliant end to this season, hasn't he? Brilliant end. John Tyner is in. He says, love the Mickey Mouse mug, Sam.
Oh, it's my Disneyland
Loving
Paris mug.
The
we've,
Mickey Mouse
we've
one.
Actually got matching ones. Lee's got a...
I've got an L.
An L.
Yeah, which is appropriate for tonight's FPL.
I love Disney. As you all know, I love a bit of Disney.
We've got Kieran Brooks. We've got a whole host of you guys in. So thank you, everybody, for joining us here on the final FPL family of the season. Before we get into predictions and all that sort of good stuff, Sam, let's... do we want to talk about the games?
What
I
games?
Guess... the games have just been on. What do you mean, what games? The games we've had all day today, you muppet.
I wonder what you were talking about.
Would you like to talk about today's games, or does it not matter anymore?
Well,
I mean,
you didn't tell me we're going to talk about the games.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do the trophy. What games? Let's do the trophy presentation. Let's talk about how we finished for this season. How we finished. And let's start with me. I have finished pretty good. 48k is my over rank of finish, and that is my best rank for about 6 or 7 years. We'll talk about my rank history in a minute, but I'm very pleased with that. Very pleased with that. When we came out of the World Cup, I was at about 230, 240k.
And you stuck there for a while, didn't you?
I stuck there for ages, and then I had one good game week that pushed me up to sort of 100 to 150k, and I stuck there for ages, and I had another game week that sort of pushed me up into the 100k. And in my head, I was like, if I could finish top 50k, I'd be happy with that. And there was a couple of things that nearly pushed me outside of the top 50k today, not least the Harry Kane captaincy. I did have him, but didn't have him as captain.
Thank God you had him.
But thank God I had him, yeah, because the 13-pointer was well-deserved today. He was brilliant. He was absolutely brilliant. But a game week score of 53, a net of 49, takes me up to 2557 for the season. Excuse me, for the season. A very small, small, small green arrow of 0.3%.
That doesn't matter. Finish the season
par.
On green. That's what
about
you want.
About par. I'll finish with that. 48k. Really, really good. And I don't know how this is going to...
You said to me this morning that your key thing for this week was to finish inside
50K,
top 50K.
Be very happy with that.
So you've got to be delighted with that. Green arrow, top 50K.
Yeah, and I am happy with that. And to be honest, the way that my season has gone, I've never sort of been... I've never been... Like down in the millions, I've had a very, it's been like graft.
You
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've been steady.
Had a really
you've been
good,
Harry Kane.
Very good. Yeah, well, except for the strong finish today. Very, very, I don't know, sort of quite consistent actually.
Yeah,
never,
yeah.
I've had sort of one or two game weeks where it's boosted me up. But I think the key for me this season is I haven't had that many what I would call catastrophic game weeks. Like even when I think back to 36 and I think, oh, you absolutely smashed it in 36 with your Callum Wilson and everything else.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there thinking, oh, I've had a terrible game. I didn't actually.
No.
I actually did all right. It's
just
that
me.
Compared to you,
yeah.
I was 40 points behind, just that you absolutely smashed it. So I've had sort of good, average to good most game weeks.
Yeah.
Haven't really ever had like a really bad game week. And in my head, I thought, I kind of look back and I reflect and I go, well, did I take enough risks then? Was I a bit too template throughout the season? Did I play it a bit safe? But then at 48k,
you can't really
complain about 48k. I'm pretty happy with
and
that.
And also not sure you can stay at 48k by playing it safe.
No, I don't think so. And again, I don't know, this is going to be very small, particularly if you're watching on a phone. So I apologise. And for the podcasters, I'm going to try my best to read this out. But I just took just as I was coming on, I thought it'd be good to see how I've got on against my previous ranks throughout the season. You can see I've been playing FPL since God was a boy. Look, since 2007, 2008. Got some good ranks in there. Last season was 115k, then 69, 66 the year before that, 68. And actually, you've got to go back to 14-15 when I was 11k, 11.9k. So this is my best rank since 14-15. So probably what, that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. My best rank for 7 years, this. 7 years. So I'm on a 7-year high here of 48k. I'm pretty happy. Before that was when I was peak. I was peaking in FPL there. I was 11k, and before that 25, then 3k, 8k. I had a 4k and a 1k.
But when you look at those in terms of percentages, as in like...
of the overall game.
Yeah. I mean, actually this one, because the number of managers playing the games at those points was significantly smaller than it is now. So when you talk about the top percentage of how you were in the game, this is probably also up there with one of your best ones.
Yeah, 2008, 2009, I came 1.7k. But probably only about 5k playing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like the game was far less popular than it is nowadays, right? So, there it is. What was the overall rank again? 48k, a very, very small green arrow to end the season. The story of the week is a bit meh in midfield, to be honest with you. I should have captained Kane over Salah, but I bought into the narrative too much of me captaining Salah and you captaining Kane.
Did
it was just too perfect, wasn't it? It was too perfect. I had to go with Salah. The Gabriel clean sheet was good. The Trippier own goal was not good. The De Gea penalty save was good. Apart from that, not much to report.
That was one of my favourite bits of the afternoon.
What?
When I went, oh, there's a penalty.
Oh, God, yeah.
So there's a penalty at Man United, and you went, to who? And I was like, to Fulham. And you went, you're joking.
Be nice if
De Gea saved it. 2 seconds later, De Gea saved that penalty. Great. Oh, Trippier scored an own goal.
Oh.
And you were like, you've given with one hand and you have immediately taken it away with the other.
Just let me enjoy FPL for 1 minute with my penalty save. Just let me have 1 minute of basking in a penalty save by my goalkeeper. But no, you had to deliver the news that Trippier got an own goal.
I have to give you some news. If there's FPL news to give, somebody has to provide it.
I must say that 2 or 3 minutes was probably one of the most chaotic 2 or 3 minutes
of
the season.
Stuff going on everywhere.
It was just batshit, wasn't it? Absolutely crazy. Liam Healy, thank you for the super chat. Hello, Lee and Sam. 35k finish.
Best rank ever.
There's a lot of best rank evers going on tonight. So, Liam, well played, mate. Absolutely
Liam,
brilliant.
I hope you're coming back to
Fest. Be 35k. Be very good to see you at Fest over the summer, mate. Yes, it absolutely would. 35k, mate. Very good indeed. Very, very good indeed. So, 48k. Done and dusted. Out on 48k. But, Sam, the winner of the FPL family head-to-head this season is your good self. Overall rank, get this, guys, 20k. 20k, which, by the way, is bloody amazing. Do you remember coming out of the World Cup and you were, let's be honest, Julian Laurent, Kelly Summers, and even me to a degree, we were having a bit of a laugh at your expense. 1.8 million.
Jules laughing at my expense.
Coming out of the World Cup, coming back from the restart, 1.8 million. I was sitting pretty at about 200k. I thought, I can build from there. I can get into top 50k where I want to be. I'm thinking 1.8 million. Cool. She gets top half million, she'll be happy. 20k! What the hell's gone on in the last few weeks? A net score of, like, so 78, net of 74 this week. I mean, all sorts of crap was happening today. Obviously, Kane scoring within 2 minutes was just like, all right. I was like, right, that's over then. I cleared my mantelpiece for the wooden spoon.
Nearly made me
It's like Kane scored within 2 minutes. I was like, right, dust down the mantelpiece, get the spot ready. And then Kivior, what the hell? Kivior gets a goal and a clean sheet. I'm sitting there thinking, you've got Kivior and I've got Gabriel going into that game. And I'm thinking, well, of the two, you've got a threat from set pieces. Gabriel, not beyond the realms of possibility, he gets a goal. And I'm thinking, well, you've got Kivior, so you covered a clean sheet, but you're not going to get anything else. Goal and a clean sheet for Kivior. Tarkowski pops up with a couple of bonus points as well. You actually were very unlucky because Ederson was on a clean sheet and bonus points. He was on for 10 points.
I was at 17k before he lost his.
Oh, that so actually could have been even better
than
20k. So talk us through it. What else is there to say? It was brilliant.
I'm look, Well, today has been ridiculous and brilliant at the same time. Like I said at the beginning, I've so enjoyed today. Even if I'd finished badly, I would have still enjoyed today because the way that it played out in the Slack was just so, so exciting.
It was so good. Yeah.
What happened? So this, I'll be brutal. I'll be honest.
God.
The first 16 weeks of this season, I found so difficult.
Oh, it's hard, right? Yeah.
Every week, it felt like it's another red, and then another red, and then another, and then I'd get a green, and I'd be like, right, I've broken
here
back
we
a bit.
Go.
And
yeah.
then I'd get another red, and I'd get another red, and it just went on and on and on. And every week, I had to go on the FPL pod and be the expert. And if you go on the FPL pod every week and be the expert, I remember Glenn Murray coming on and absolutely slating me, and at the end of it being like, oh my God, I'm going to have to quit. Like I'm going to have to quit. I'm going to have to tell them they need to get a different expert. And then the World Cup changed everything.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know why, but I think I got to a point where going into the World Cup, I just was like, do you know what? I'm not going to make any changes at all. I'm going to leave it all.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to come back a couple of days before game week 17.
Yeah.
I'm going to build my team.
You had a mental reset. No doubt about
it. I just stopped.
If it wasn't for the World Cup, I think that sort of... I think that momentum, that sort of downward momentum...
Might have carried on.
But the World Cup was just like, right.
It was.
And I remember you came back with a totally different approach.
And I just came back and was like, do you know what? I don't want to be at 1.3 million, which is where I was.
Yeah, right.
So... if I'm going to make progress, I've got to take some chances, I've got to take some risks, and I've got to invest in some players who haven't yet performed, but I think might. And coming back off of that World Cup with Rashford and Luke Shaw was the beginning of it.
Yes.
Because I was in early on those guys, I'd stuck with Martinelli, and he was continuing to do well. I obviously had then the double up with Kane and Haaland, and that was working well.
Yes.
So all of those things meant... it's been really good progression over the course of the last, 22 weeks to get to where we are now. And I, at the start of today, you said, I'd really like to finish in the top 50K.
Yeah.
I said, if I take a punt, I've got a chance on the top 25K.
Yeah.
And in seasons gone by, I'd have not risked it because I'd have wanted to have played it a little bit safe. Because I didn't want to risk, and I was really torn in the car on the way home, wasn't I? Between not wanting to take too many risks and risk losing the FPL Family Derby, but wanting to take enough risks that I could get a really good finish. So I took a couple by getting in Tarko. I took a -4 to sell Haaland, and then was panicking as soon as I did it.
Yeah.
I should have gone Watkins because that was my other option with that instead of Alvarez, and that probably would have got me the top.
Yeah, 15K.
However, I'm delighted with 20K.
Can't complain with that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like you said, at one point, Edison was on for 10.
Yes.
And I was at 17K, and I was like, this is the dream.
Yeah, some of you guys in the chat saying the scores aren't quite right on there. These screenshots are pre-bonus, right?
They
these are screenshots from the app that by the time we stream and I'm setting up the slides, the app
scores
hasn't...
The scores and stuff are correct. They're from Live FPL.
Correct. So I get the information that's in text there, yes, from Live FPL, but the screenshots are from the app, which hasn't updated with the bonus points yet.
Yeah, so actually, a really, really great end to the season. And
so good.
And I must admit, like, although this is not my best ever finish, it is... I think my favourite ever finish because of where I was.
The last 3 weeks.
Because of where I've
been
come
unbelievable.
From. Yeah, and the kind of risky decisions to go with, to trust my gut and go with Callum Wilson a couple of weeks ago and handing the captain's armband.
Yes, that was a big move. Big move.
Yeah, this week to actually follow through with my James Tarkowski desires and go there to give Kane the armband.
Yeah.
All of those were slightly risky things. Mm. But they've paid off.
And let's see where this compares for you in terms of your history. So, 350k last season, one to forget for sure. But before that, 38k, then 3k. You had a brilliant season in 19-20, absolutely untouchable.
That was COVID season, wasn't it?
That was the COVID season. 26k before that, 11k before that. So, yeah, this is continues to be a very strong set of results, right? Except for that, except for last season, which was a bit of a one-off, right?
Last season was interesting. But yeah, I mean, this one I think is my proudest one to date, to be honest, because I was so down on myself by game week 16. So to pick it up again, not decide to not let it eat me up and go with it. I think.
And I assume you're going to finish ahead of Kelly and Jules then. So the pod on Tuesday should be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Good.
So that's good. Yeah. I finished. I think I'm about 100 and something above Kelly, and then a lot more than that above Jules in the end, after all of his ribbing me for most of the early part of the season. So yeah, I can firmly go back to the FPL pod with my expert title in check, knowing that actually I did have a good season in the end.
Beautiful. So there we go. An overall rank change, even just in this week, of 52.9k. So yes, you were somewhere around the sort of...
Was it 42?
42-ish, 43-ish.
Something like that.
Yeah, so to halve your rank, basically, and go to 20k in one game week was sensational. Really, really good. Like I say, if the Edison clean sheet had stuck, it'd been even better.
Yeah, but ifs and buts. Can't live on ifs and buts. We just got to go with what a day it was.
It was a great day.
It was a great finish to our season.
So... the ceremonial passing of the Wooden Spoon Trophy.
Well, it's not really the passing, because you had it last year as well, didn't I?
All right.
Yeah. Oh, no, I had it last year.
Yeah, you did have it last year.
I had it last year.
That's the only season I've beaten you is this last season.
I'll pass it back, yeah.
You're nearly trying to take that away from me. Out of the seven seasons we've been doing it, it's the only one I've won.
Yeah, you're right. I had it last year, which is why it's been in my office. It was sat over there.
Yeah, I've cleared all the foliage off the mantelpiece. It's ready to take its rightful place back on my mantelpiece.
It is with great pleasure... that I had you the Wooden Spoon Trophy back
Thank
again.
You. And you know what? I will take it with pleasure, because I'm 48k I'm happy with. And to see you go from 1.8 million to 20k and to play the game the way you've played it since the World Cup has been unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I'm going to go and have a rest now.
I will accept gladly the Wooden Spoon Trophy.
At 48k, it's not exactly like you deserve it.
Listen, I thought it was staying firmly on your mantelpiece at the back end of the World Cup. I thought there's no chance you get from 1.8k, and I'm at about sort of 200k. I've got this is in the bag. This is no problem. Just don't make any mistakes.
You haven't,
but I haven't. But you've just played the game unbelievably well. So there we go, Wooden Spoon Trophy back on my mantelpiece for next year, and I have to say I will take it with great pleasure. With great pleasure. Do we want to discuss the games at all from today? Do we want to talk about what's happened today or anything? Or do we just go straight to predictions?
Do the guys want to talk about the games?
I don't know. There's not really much point, right? I mean, we could talk about some of the players that played their final games today, but we're not... guys,
no.
You have to know.
No.
You have to know that... do you want to talk about this or not?
I've got...
I was so not going to mention it, and I've just mentioned it, and you've gone. So, during the Spurs game, Lucas Moura gets put on for the last 2 minutes of the game.
I've actually probably
And quite... fair play to Ryan Mason. He's obviously like, I really like Ryan Mason. I think he's... Stop crying! He's really emotionally intelligent. And for Lucas Moura to come on and score what can only be described as a worldie of a goal. God. A worldie of a goal. Fair play. You've absolutely burst into tears as soon as that Moura goal goes in. And you've gone.
I was on my knees in front of the TV, bawling my eyes out, to the point where Evie came over and hugged me because she didn't know what was going on. She was like, Mummy, what's the matter? And I was like,
Even you had Kane captain, and obviously he scored within the first 2 minutes. You were like, right, get in, let's go. With the Moura goal, yes, you were up, you were gone. You just started crying, unbelievable.
Because Lucas Moura has given... Because Lucas Moura genuinely has given me my best ever moment in football, and nothing will ever...
The semi-final against Ajax.
Nothing can compare to that moment, ever. So to see him... leave in style like that, rather than with a red card and a...
giving away a goal at Anfield.
Everything. Totally. It was everything to me today. I was gone. Totally. I've gone again. It's ridiculous.
So let's not talk about the games, because actually no point doing it. I mean, there's absolutely bonkers games going on. Now it's Southampton 4, Liverpool 4. I've got absolutely no idea. I cannot wait for the highlights of that game to see how bad we were defensively. It sounds like an absolute shocker of a game where
got match of the day tonight.
No one could be asked doing any defending. You've got Arsenal running out 5-0 winners. You've got City losing but probably not caring. What else happened? Everyone dived onto Eze only for them to go 1-1 all with Nottingham Forest at home on the last day. You had Leeds getting royally routed. Everton stayed up, so fair play to Everton. They got the result that we thought they would get, I guess, at home to Bournemouth. So fair play. They survive again by the skin of their teeth. Again, the Toffees.
They won't
die. Two seasons in a row, they just won't go down, will they? But of course, that does mean that Leicester City have gone down. Big club to go down, right?
You know, who's getting Maddison?
There will be
the Vardy party is no more.
Yeah, there will be some outgoings, I would suggest, at Leicester City, and the likes of Barnes and Maddison and Tielemans and maybe even Iheanacho. You know, some good players there. Some good players. Sam, the chat would like to know. They're like,
oh God, well, it's about Mokomori.
No, it's not. They were like, Lee, well done, you've had a good season. Well done, Sam, etc. But what they really want to know,
right,
is how Max got on. What they really want to know is how did Max finish up this season?
Did you prepare a graphic?
I didn't prepare a graphic, so you've just got to talk people through it. Go on.
So Max smashed it today.
What did he end up like?
So hang on, let me get it back up because I've got it. I had it on my phone so that I could tell you.
Get live FPL
because I knew that you would ask this, and I wasn't sure if you prepare a pod. So hang on, I'll just get it back up.
Go on.
I've clicked on the wrong.
He did have a good. I know he had a good week because he had Harry Kane captain.
He had Harry Kane captain. He brought in Tarkowski as well this week because he had John Stones who hadn't travelled.
Right.
Or wasn't starting. He got 73 points this week.
Mm. Take a hit or no?
No hit.
Oh, nice.
Finished the season on 2,599 points.
So he's beating you by 13. So what is that? That's 12.
Which is 12K. And actually, while I'm here, a massive, massive shout out to FPL Merch.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you that don't follow me on Instagram, come and follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
On Friday, I suddenly thought, I was sitting there in my office at my desk and I thought, Max is going to win. He's going to ask for a prize. And at the beginning of the season, I said, oh, if you win, you can just choose your own chocolate bar, whichever one you want. And he went, all right then. And then I thought, do you know what?
It's not enough, is it?
On Sunday, if he wins it and I say, oh, we can go to the shop and you can buy a bar of chocolate, he's going to be like, what? Yeah. All that work?
12K deserves more, doesn't it? Deserves more.
So I did an Insta story saying, guys, can somebody help me out? Because I've no idea what to buy. And I had some great ideas. And one of the guys linked me up with FPL Merch. He was like, why don't you have a chat with Ross? So I did. The guy is a legend. So he has sent me a trophy for Max, which he'll get, well, it's nice. In the post, it's coming.
Nice.
And I'm really grateful. And we bought him a load of other stuff as well. So we'll do I'll do a little presentation and I'll take a video of it and we'll pop it up on social media so that you guys can see. But yeah, 12K finish for Max.
Nice. Very good finish for Max in his first season as well. Who do we need to give a shout out to there? At FPL Merch.
At FPL Merch. Yeah. And he's also
FPL Merch. Brilliant.
While we're there, he's also, if you buy his little poker chip coins that are commemorating your rank.
They're great.
Yeah. If you buy them at the moment and you use the code GW39, they give you a 10% discount, but also £1 from every poker chip sale goes to Street Child for the Game Week 39.
The charity that the Game Week 39 boys are supporting. Yeah. Brilliant, brilliant.
So, FPL Merch, well done.
At FPL Merch to go and check out what they're doing over there. Sensational stuff, sensational stuff. Right, Sam, so there we are. The Wooden Spoon Trophy is back on my mantelpiece. Max is the Bonfield Household FPL Family Champion.
Edge.
So let's move to some pre-season predictions then. Let's move to some pre-season predictions.
Should I have mine?
That's your card.
Oh, God.
This is my card and this is the FPL community's card. Is there some shockers in there? There's some shockers in there. Right, guys, let's get on with the pre-season predictions. Where would you like to start? With how the Premier League finished or how FPL finished? Let's do Premier League first.
Sure.
So, bottom three. Who did you predict? So these are all get. So for those of you that weren't here at the beginning of the video, pre-game week one, we do a whole predictions video. You can go back on the channel and watch it if you like. We write down who we think is going to be top four, bottom three, golden boot, top point scorers in all the different FPL positions. I make a load of predictions, you make a load of predictions that are written on these cards right here, and you guys, as an FPL family community, made these predictions. These are your predictions. So, let's crack on. Bottom three, who did you think was going to get relegated? Go for it. 18th was... No, 20th. Who did you say was going to be last in the Premier League?
Bournemouth.
The FPL family community thought Bournemouth as well. And I'm pretty sure I went for Bournemouth. We all went for Bournemouth.
Well done, Bournemouth, for making us all wrong.
Listen, what a great job O'Neill has done since he's been in that role. That's all you can say. I mean, none of us really gave him much of a hope, but there we go. We all voted Bournemouth 20th, and they've stayed up. Fair play. 19th. Who did you predict 19th?
Fulham.
Well, blimey. Listen, you guys, the FPL family community, said Fulham as well. So there we go. We all thought Fulham was going to go down. I didn't say Fulham. I said Wolves. Ooh. 19th. Wolves. I just don't know why I said Wolves. But at the time, Lopetegui wasn't there. Were they in a bit of a difficult patch? I don't know why I said Wolves. But anyway, Wolves stayed up. 18th. Who did you say would go down 18th?
Wolves. So then something must have been going on.
Must have been something going on at Wolves. You guys said Southampton.
Oh, they were 18th. Right.
So there we go. You guys were right on Southampton. I went for Forest. So I went Forest, Wolves and Bournemouth all stayed up.
Yeah, mine all stayed up. So it did really well. You guys win.
Actually, you guys that got any of those right, Southampton, Fulham and Bournemouth. So 1-0 to you guys, I guess. So there we go. Great start for the predictions. We've got them all wrong. And actually, all three teams that came up last season have all stayed up, right?
Yes.
All the three that have been relegated are all, you know, let's call them Premier League, you know, fairly long-termers. So,
yeah.
Very difficult to call. What a running we had. What a relegation race we had.
Have you got the FPL? Have you got the FPL? Have you got the Fantasy Football Scout members area up so that we know who was the top scoring in each of these? Because like the most assists.
I don't, to be honest. Yeah,
we've got one for most assists, and we're going to need the members area to tell us who got the most assists. Would you like me to do it on my phone?
Go on. You do it on your phone if you don't mind. Yeah, because I've got the technology over this side on the laptop. If you could do that, that'd be great. And in the meantime, I will see what you guys as an FPL family community, who you thought was going to be in the top four champions. You said Man City. You said Man City as well?
Yeah.
Yes. And I also said Man City. So we all said Man City were champions.
We got
that correct. Second, you guys said Liverpool. I said Liverpool. You said?
Spurs.
Spurs? Second?
We were all right last year.
Shut up. Second.
Remember, we finished last season on the high.
Oh my God, you were so biased. We made it into the top four.
Well, yeah, we all know this. Why is this a shock?
Spurs?
Yeah.
Well, so anyway, you guys and I said Liverpool. So again, not a great season, but at least we didn't say Spurs. You guys actually said Spurs third. So there was obviously some positivity.
We ended the season on a high. We made the Champions League.
Right.
Everyone thought it was going to go well. It was not well.
And it just didn't. So you guys said Spurs. Who did you put in third?
Liverpool.
Liverpool. Okay, very good. And I put in third Arsenal. I said Arsenal would come third. So there we go. Fourth, you guys said Arsenal / Chelsea. It was obviously pretty close as to whether you couldn't decide, Arsenal or Chelsea. I said Spurs for fourth. Who did you put for fourth?
Chelsea.
Okay, well, yeah, listen, they spent a lot of money in the summer.
Yeah.
A lot of high hopes coming into the season, no doubt about it.
And they still had Tuchel.
Yes, and they're coming off the back of a reasonable campaign last year.
It wasn't all right. They finished 12th. I think this is the first time ever Palace have finished above them in the league.
Yes. Is that right?
Yeah.
Where did they finish? 12th?
12th.
Poof, goodness me. Can only get better, can't it? Can only get better.
Can't get any worse.
So you guys said City, Liverpool, Spurs, and then Arsenal or Chelsea. So not bad, guys, not bad. But not a lot of love for Manchester United pre-season. Not a lot of love for Newcastle United pre-season. Well done to those teams.
I mean, if you think about those guys, they were kind of nowhere, were they? And Newcastle only just avoided relegation last year. So
totally.
I think we all thought that they might like improve, but not by that much.
Totally, totally. All right, so there we go. So not bad, guys. Not bad when it comes to predicting the top four, but not great with Spurs in second in your case. Golden Boot. What are we saying for Golden Boot? I can tell you that you guys, as an FPL community, said Harry Kane for Golden Boot. What did you say for Golden Boot? Need we ask?
I mean, I said Harry Kane. 30 goals and he doesn't get it. Ridiculous.
Harry Kane.
I said,
I think I said this because City hadn't yet signed him. So I put Kane, brackets, Haaland if he signs.
Oh, right.
So there we go. That's correct.
We must have done this a little bit out from game week one then, because he was around for game week one.
He was around for game week one, but we must, yeah.
But he signed ages, didn't he?
Anyway, look, Kane brackets Haaland. So I don't know. Maybe I couldn't make my mind up.
I think you couldn't make up your mind. I think you did that because it was close. Because Haaland signed early for City last year.
Yeah.
It wasn't late.
Kane / Haaland then. I'll give myself a point.
No, you're not having a point because you clearly written Kane.
Most assists. Do you know who's got most assists?
I do know who's got the most assists, but I'm just double checking that I've got it on. Oh no, hang on, I've got it on the wrong game week range. Let me just.
Okay.
I want all matches.
Well, just while you figure that out, then most assists. You guys said KDB. I said Kevin De Bruyne.
I said Kevin De Bruyne and Son would be tied.
Son and KDB shared. Okay, then. So what is the result?
The result is
who has got the most assists
with 18 season? Assists is KDB.
Kevin De Bruyne. So pats on back all round for everybody there. Very good, very good. And golden gloves, which I assume
that's for the top scoring, isn't it? Oh, no, that's the most. No, clean
most
sheets.
Clean sheets.
Okay, hang on, let me look.
Most
that up.
Clean sheets. You guys didn't. So you guys as a community, we must not have asked you that question because I can't see an answer on your page. I said Alisson for most clean sheets.
I said Ederson.
Ederson, and the most clean sheets was
David De Gea with 17.
David De Gea, there we go. Nobody was really calling Man United to do much this season, but Ten Hag's come in there and done a very, very good job, hasn't he? So there we go. So there we go, guys. That was the predictions for top four, bottom three, golden boot, most assists, and the golden gloves. And let's now move to the pre-season predictions for how FPL was going to roll out. Let's have a look at how FPL was going to roll out. So for the top FPL points scoring defender, do you need a second to change?
No, I'm all right now. I'm just tweaking what okay. I'm looking at. Total all right. score. There we go.
The top point scoring defender, you guys as an FPL family community said it would be Trent Alexander-Arnold. And you said, Sam?
Trent Alexander-Arnold.
I said Andy Robertson. Ooh. Andy Robertson. But the answer was, of course,
Kieran Trippier.
198 yeah,
points for Kieran Trippier. Second place, Trent Alexander-Arnold with 156.
Yeah,
so
Trippier.
Significantly less. You have to go all the way down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13th to get to Robertson, who finished on 121 yeah. points. That's his lowest for a long time.
Absolutely, yeah. And kind of symptomatic of the season that we've had. But fair play to Kieran Trippier. Despite not many clean sheets recently, you've got to go back to that pre-World Cup form. He was unbelievable, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he got 9-10 points every week. It was just sensational. So you can see why he would be top point scoring defender. Top point scoring midfielder. You guys as a community went Salah. I went Salah.
I went Salah too.
And the answer was?
Salah.
Was Mo Salah. So
239.
Yeah. So despite him actually not, you know, he had the best. Is it not his best season?
No, not
no doubt about
way.
It. But still,
300 and something was his best.
Top FPL point scorer in midfield. So what up? Oh, points all round there.
Shout
for Salah.
Out to Martin Odegaard, who was second with 212.
Very good. Yes, very good. Best or highest scoring FPL forward. You guys said Gabriel Jesus. Actually, the FPL community.
Ooh,
Gabriel
did
Jesus.
You?
And if I think back to the pre-season, didn't Gabriel Jesus have like an amazing pre-season with Arsenal?
He did,
it was
yeah.
banging in goals left, right, and centre. So who did you say would be top FPL's forward?
Kane.
I said Haaland.
Did you?
And the answer was Erling Haaland, right?
It was close, though. 272 for Haaland, 263 for Kane.
Nice.
So what's that? 9 points in it. And Kane, that's his best ever.
Yeah. It's actually, there's a case to be made for, and I'm not taking anything away from Haaland because he has been like a machine, like breaking records, unbelievable. But, and don't take this the wrong way, but what Kane has achieved in that Spurs
remarkable.
Side
we've been terrible.
Is remarkable.
It's remarkable.
30 goals.
Yeah.
And he's in that team.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
It's just ridiculous, the season he's had. Unbelievably good. So, yes, Haaland for me. I'll take the point on that one. I'll take the dub. We also asked for top FPL differential for this season. You guys...
So, percentage
is an interesting one.
I need to go down to...
How are you going to work this one out?
I'm going to go to under 10% owned and look at who's the top scoring.
Well, I think we just take a judgment call on this, don't we, as to who, you know, maybe who scored the most FPL points or whatever. But you guys, as an FPL family community, said, and you were split between Leon Bailey and James Maddison. Those were the two. And again, I remember Bailey having a pretty good pre-season, scored a couple of goals, and he was in a lot of game week one teams,
wasn't
he?
And Bailey's been unlucky because he's been injured for so much of this season. And had he been able to play more under Unai Emery, I suspect he would have been a good differential this season.
Quite possibly. Quite possibly. So Bailey and Maddison, not bad, guys. Not bad. Who did you have as your differential?
I had Leon Bailey as well.
Leon Bailey, very good. I had Ødegaard as my differential.
You've
so there
won
we go.
That.
That's a good shout. I should have had him more in my team,
yeah,
shouldn't
you've
I?
Won that.
So again, I will take the dub for Ødegaard as the key top differential. And finally, as always, we asked you guys and we ask ourselves, Who, between you and I, is going to be victorious in the FPL Family Derby head-to-head? You guys as a community said hashtag Team Sam. You said, did you back yourself?
I backed myself, yeah. Team Sam.
I backed you as well. I've got Team Sam. I've got Team Sam.
Stop it. You can't back me. That's ridiculous.
I did for Team Sam.
Oh my God.
You're way better than me. Of course I'm going to back you.
Oh.
So Team Sam was overwhelmingly backed in game week one to give me back the
Wooden
Spoon
Trophy.
God, it
wasn't looking good for us all,
was it? I tell you what. Go back a month or so and that's not looking too great. But in the last few weeks, you've been absolutely sensational. So there we go. Some great shouts, guys. Well done. We will keep those cards. I've got to get a bit of a dub for that, haven't I? Odegaard is top differential.
Oh, yeah, you win that.
I'll take that one. So there we go,
guys. We'll do this again ahead of game week one. And as part of Max's prize for coming top in the FPL family household, he gets to do predictions next year as well.
Does he?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
We won't get him to come on the stream because it'll be way too late for him. Yes. But I will do them with him and then tell you who they are on the prediction stream.
Absolutely right. So that seems a long time ago we did those predictions, isn't it? It comes round, doesn't it?
It'll be July. It'll be one of our pre-season ones in July that we do it, which, yeah, I love that one.
That's always good fun. And so is this one, always good fun. And so there we go. Those are the predictions. Those are the final overall ranks. And that is, Sam, it for FPL Family for season 6.
I mean, we are coming back
for season 7. Yeah, no doubt about it. But that is the end of live streaming and podcasting. And I have to say, massive shout out and thank you to all of you, everybody that tunes in. And you know who you are, right? There's some names in the chat that are here every single Sunday without fail, supporting us, super chatting us, patroning us and all sorts, right? You know who you are, right? Because you're all in the Slack and you support us every single week. So thank you guys for following us and listening to our mumblings and our guff every single Friday. It has been every single Sunday. It's been great, great fun. And also a shout out to our podcast listeners as well. The podcast, honestly, has really grown from strength to strength. We've had, and I wasn't going to share these numbers, but we've had something like 410,000 listens across the podcasts this season. Of all the episodes that we put out, all the voice notes, all the audio clips that we put of these live streams. So we take the audio from this, we put it onto a podcast. We don't finesse it. It's just whatever we say, we stick it on a podcast. 410,000 listens across all of our podcasts this season. So guys, thank you so, so much. It has been a blast. It's been a blast. As for the next few weeks, we are going to take a breather. We're going to put FPL down and we're going to put our phones down. We're going to spend some time with our families for a change. And we will see you again.
The FA Cup comes on the weekend, then we'll watch that.
We will, of course, be watching that. And, good luck to City, right? I'm not going to say anything about the FA Cup final and how either side can win that, but I will obviously want to support the English side in the Champions League.
And also West Ham in the Europa Conference League.
Good luck to West Ham as well. Good luck to West Ham and City, all of the English clubs. We love seeing the Premier League teams do well in Europe. That's it, Sam. That's it for season 6. Thank you all for joining us. Leave us a like before you go. Hit that subscribe button as well if you are new to FPL Family, so you know when we're live again for season 7, whenever the game is going to launch. It seems to get earlier and earlier every summer. So whenever the game launches, whenever the prices are back and available, and we sometimes have a little sneak peek, don't we, of some of the prices? So when we start seeing those sneak peeks...
Yeah, sometimes they tweet them out, don't
from
they?
FPL Towers, we will be back, of course, with more videos looking at those prices and when the game is launched. For those of you going to Fantasy Football Fest in the summer...
Please come to Fest!
The face-to-face event, always good fun. We will see you there, of course, as well. Until next time, guys, well done this season. It has been a blast doing FPL with all of you, and we'll see you, in a few weeks for Season 7, where we'll do it all over again, Sam. Cheers, guys. See you soon.
Lots of love, guys. Bye.